Written on the board this evening, run with heart. That's the thought I've been inspired to share tonight. Trust that the Lord will take the little bit of loaves and fishes and multiply them. Help them to be something that's edifying. The Lord knows how to do that with us. I'd like to turn to 1 Corinthians 9 and the 24th verse. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, it's a little passage that we're probably all familiar with. And again, the subject is running with heart. I suppose that could be rephrased into more of an exhortation and rephrase it and say, run with heart. Run with heart. Paul, in the 24th verse, he said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." And he was drawing upon an illustration, an analogy that he knew that they would enjoy, understand, because they knew about the games and racing, and so he was referring to that, and he said, you know, they that run in a race, all of them are in the race. If you have 10 people that entered into the race, they line up and every single one of them runs. However, just one of the 10 is going to receive the prize. And so he said, so run, you run that way to obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. If you're running to win, if your objective is that when you line up with the very best, and then you expect to be the best of the best, that's what he's referring to, mastery, striving for mastery. It said everyone that strives for that is temperate in all things. In other words, when you make decisions in life, you always make your decisions with your priority in mind, and that's to achieve mastery in this other thing, not the other things that you're involving yourself with. Those are other things that you're doing, but it's not your primary objective. Therefore, be temperate, be moderate, be careful. Don't go too far one way or to the other, because at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is you're trying to win the race. Now they do it, he said, to obtain a corruptible crown. They runners, I mean, it's I guess worth something, but in the end, it isn't going to be worth much. It's going to go away. It's going to pass away. But he said, we are running for an incorruptible, something that doesn't pass away. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. He's not just fighting. He's not just running, hoping that he'll hit something, and he's not sure what it is, without purpose. But he's running with purpose. And he said, I keep my body under. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Folks, I don't want to spend my life preaching to others, speaking of myself now. I don't want to preach to others, spend my life preaching to others, and in the end, have the Lord say to me, depart from me, I never knew you. Because I got my heart and my mind and my other priorities came in. I wasn't temperate, I wasn't moderate, didn't run like the Lord wanted me to run, didn't use whatever talents He gave me in a way that the Lord wants me to use my talents. I want to be faithful. I want you to be faithful. The Lord wants you to be faithful in your race. My burden this evening is more around the 24th verse. I guess they all go together. Where He said, you know that everybody's running, but there's just one person who's going to win the race. Speaking literally, in a foot race. And if there's just going to be one that's going to win, and your objective is to win, and everybody's lined up, and everybody's running, then how are you going to run? You're going to give it your all. If your intent is to win, and everybody else that's lined up is running the race, but just one person is going to get the prize. He said, so run that you may obtain. Run with heart. Run with purpose. Run without distraction. Run regardless of what everybody around you is doing. If it looks like someone is going faster than you are and they're passing you up, don't be distracted by it. You stay focused and you run. If people begin to go off to the right and to the left, maybe you don't understand why they're going to the right or to the left, but you see your lane in front of you, run. With heart, run with purpose, without distraction. Run as if there's only going to be one winner. That was Paul's exhortation. We know that that's not the way that it is spiritually. The Lord, isn't that the beauty of the gospel message, is that we can all line up and the Lord says, go, and we're all running the race of life and we're all trying to win the crown. And the good news of the gospel is that every single one of us can be winners. Sometimes the world likes to give trophies to those that are not worthy of receiving trophies in a literal sense. But that's not what this is about. Jesus came to pay the price so that all of us could win the crown. However, we have a responsibility to run. In the midst of so many things that attract us and distract us in life. You can come to church and be distracted by a lot of things. The word of the Lord goes forth. Songs are sung. We have opportunity to bow down and pray to the God of heaven. And there's all these things that can weigh in on our minds and begin to distract us from the race we're in. And yet, the Lord is trying to feed us the bread of life. And yet, right in the midst of it, we're distracted. We go out the back doors, and perhaps with great purpose, we get up in the morning on Monday and we face the world. And then there's all these things that attract us, and in the process distract us from our race. Lord, help us to run with heart. When I was in school, told this story before, I was in a class where we had to run. Like literally run. And every day we had to run. It wasn't just, okay, today we're going to run, class. It was like, today we're going to run, and tomorrow we're going to run, and the next day we're going to run, and it was a running part of the class. And I remember in that class, there was a girl, in that class that she wasn't built to be a runner. Let's just put it that way. She wasn't built to be a runner. She didn't look like a runner. She wasn't built to be a runner. She didn't look like she was going to win any races. But I stand here 30 plus years later, still talking about that girl, because she made such an impression on me. I remember running, and I remember seeing that girl run. And that girl was not distracted by not being in the front of the pack. She had her eyes focused on what the end goal was for her, and that was to cross the finish line. And I remember seeing the look on her face. Her face was very red with exertion. She was sweating. She was putting her heart into the race that she was running. She wasn't a well-known girl. Best I can remember, she didn't have a lot of friends. She wasn't a socialite. She looked to me like one of those children in school that are just trying to survive, get through, make it. And yet, out there on the field, she was giving her heart to it. And of all of the runners that I ran with, there were those that were fleet of foot. There were those that made running look easy, didn't hardly break a sweat, and they just galloped on across the finish line ahead of everybody. Yeah, you admired that. But you know who I respected more than anyone else that I'm still, like I said, talking about today? It's the girl that ran with heart. It reminds me of the widow woman that didn't have a whole lot to give. She gave two mites. But the Lord was back there and he was watching that. And he saw what all was going on. He saw those that were able to seem like give a lot. And perhaps many of them were giving of their abundance. Maybe people that were naturally quick. And it was easy for them to run. They won the race, but it wasn't that big of a deal. It was easy for them. And the Lord looked and he saw people giving of their abundance. But then he saw somebody come that was not trying to be noticed by everybody else. They weren't there to impress everybody else. Perhaps they were looked down on by other people. But she came in there and she gave of her heart. She gave the best that she could give. And the Lord looked at that and he made note of it. And he said, she's given more than anybody else that's here. Folks, listen closely here, if you will. Central to this message. Every single one of us that are here tonight are going to sweat and turn red with exertion. That's not the question. The question is, for what? What will we be found giving our energy to? What will we be sweating for? Where really will our heart be given?
as we live this life. In the midst of so many things that indeed do attract us and do distract us, and perhaps those things that we have a natural ability for, that perhaps we can gravitate towards those things and excel and look like we're really doing well, but when it comes to our spiritual walk, when it comes to following Jesus and being a disciple, do we show exertion in that? When the Lord looks upon us in our race, what does He see? When He looks out upon all of those that are running, when He looks out upon all those that seem to be filling their place in the body, and sometimes when we look on that with our natural eyes, it can look like that there are those that just are really getting it done, really able to run the spiritual race with much success and just doing so well, and surely the Lord is really pleased with them. But what does the Lord see? When the Lord comes by our way, does He see us running with heart? Does He see us doing everything we can to give our all, even if we know that we can't run as fast, seemingly, as the next person? When perhaps it looks like that we're not as good as the next person and maybe haven't been given the talents, the natural talents and the abilities, that we look out and we say, well, Brother so-and-so really has a talent for that. And Sister so-and-so, she sure has a way of connecting with people. And Brother so-and-so over there, he just has a real way about him. And you know the difference that this couple's made over there. And I just, you know, doesn't seem like I have a whole lot of talent here. What are we going to do with what God's given us? Are we going to run anyway with heart? Are we going to give all with what He has given to us? Other people may not recognize us as a swift spiritual runner, but they're not our judge. They're not the ones that can see our heart. Jesus can, though. And the Lord's watching, and He's looking, and He'd like to help us, and He'd like to take what we have to offer, and He'd like to multiply it. How are we running tonight? Challenged about that with my own life. I challenge you tonight to allow the Holy Spirit to dig around in your life a little bit and to search your heart, to search your life, and ask yourself, how am I running? Am I pressing? Am I willing to push through the press when it looks like maybe I ought to just take my bags and go home because the press is too great, the obstacles are too much, the mountains are too high for me to climb, I just don't have the ability, I think maybe I'll just go home. We read of the woman with the issue of blood, and it said that she pushed against the press.
Didn't say her representative. Didn't say her family pushed for her. It didn't say the congregation that she belonged to did the pushing for her. But the scripture tells us that she pushed. She persevered. She pushed when she didn't feel worthy. She pushed when it looked like maybe she didn't understand how she was going to do it, but she was going to try anyway. She pushed when she perhaps knew that others
wouldn't be in agreement with her behavior, pushing through, trying to make her way to the master, and it's like, what are you doing? Who are you? Who are you to be here? There's others that are more qualified, that are more worthy, that have more stature than you. What are you doing? Pushing. She did it anyway. She pushed when she didn't feel like it. She wanted to reach Jesus. And she'd made a decision. She got to the place in her life. The Lord helped get her to the place in her life that she recognized there was nothing in this life that was going to be more important for her than to push and reach Jesus no matter the cost. And that's what she did. And you know what? She reached him. And she touched the hem of his garment. In the midst of all of those that seemed to be closer to Jesus, in the midst of all of those that seemed to be so much closer and better able to reach Jesus and better able to get his attention and no doubt had his attention besides her in her mind. And yet, she pushed like that girl that I watched run. Face set, eyes forward, running with heart. To the point that when she touched Jesus, with all the people pushing and jockeying around the Lord for whatever reason, there was something about that woman's touch that when she touched him, he stopped and he asked a question that so many couldn't understand. He said, "Who touched me?" I said, "Lord, what do you mean, who touched you? There's people all around." "No, who touched me?" And I wonder tonight, for me, but a message to you too. Are we running with the kind of heart are we pushing and are we pressing in a way that Jesus might stop and say, "Who touched me?" You've heard me preach a lot of times that the Lord has not put us on an obstacle course to see how complicated he could make it. The Lord is not asking us to outperform our brothers and sisters. That's not the key. The Lord, the scriptures, the word of the Lord tells us that it's not wise to measure ourselves among ourselves, compare ourselves among ourselves, measure ourselves by ourselves. Scripture says it's not wise. And the scriptures help us understand that it is not of works, lest any man should boast. The scriptures help us understand that the only way that we're going to make it to heaven is by the blood of Jesus. That it's not in man. It's not my righteousness. It's not, well, if you push hard enough, if you've really got to do something now here, in a way that becomes a measure of our talents. That's not how we're going to get to heaven. And we've talked about that a lot of times. But folks, we are exhorted to run with heart. The Lord does expect something from us. The Lord is looking to us to give Him our all. Not so that it reaches some physical or human level of performance. But what He's looking for is our heart. He's looking for our whole heart. And during a time where there is so much competing for our hearts and our affection and our time and our energy, I wonder, are we running in a way that when the Lord looks upon us and He comes by and everyone's running, the crowd is lined up and they're on their way, that in the midst of all the runners, some that may look like they're going so well and so fast, I wonder if when the Lord comes by our way, He will find one that is red with exertion, willing to run in a way that generates some sweat, that pushes us outside of our comfort zone, where you find someone that is running with heart. I want to be that person. I want everybody here tonight to be that person. Lord, help give us wisdom and understanding to know how to run. Lord, hold our hands and inspire us with Your Spirit. Give us spiritual vision. Anoint our eyes with the eye salve of the Holy Spirit. Lord, fill us with who You are. Lord, help us to see those things which are above, rather than give our hearts to those things that are going to pass away. And Lord, help us as conscientious disciples that the devil not take advantage of us in life and cause us to feel guilty or defeated as a result of our own human frailty. And yea, failures, and the times we stumble, and the times that we don't run well. But Lord, help us back up when we fall. And help us to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto You more than anything else in life, as the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's run with heart. Amen.